give yourself permission to embrace that you're doing the best you can with what time and resource you have. What everyone else is doing is out of your control. The Perspective Podcast is fuel for your mind and creative grind. Each week, we break down the art of healthy hustling, overcoming the inner critic, and growing your creative business. What's going on? You're listening to episode 171 of the Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Scotty Russell of Perspective Collective, and my mission is to help you grow a fulfilling, profitable, and sustainable creative side hustle. At the end of each episode, I plug a listener of the week, so stick around to figure out how you can get a permanent shout out on a future episode. Quick announcement, today is the day. I'm stoked to officially announce that the digital ink brush set for Procreate is available worldwide. These are the exact custom brushes I use in all my illustration, lettering, and calligraphy work, and the whole goal is to help you capture that hand-drawn effect in a fraction of the time. And bonus, I've also thrown in 5 textured custom backgrounds that I've created, as well as 5 bonus analog and digital mockups to place your work in. You can score them now over at digitalinkbrushhead.com, or you can join the private ink brush list over at inkbrushlist.com to score an exclusive 35% off promo code. And I'm not sharing this anywhere else publicly, and this is going to expire May 31st, so jump on it now. One last thing, tomorrow I'll be doing a Design Cuts Live Hangout demonstration breakdown of these brushes at 10 a.m. Central Time, so don't miss out and connect with me there. Again, score your 35% off promo code by joining at inkbrushlist.com. Moving on to today's topic. Life has been a roller coaster since shit started hitting the fan about early March. And if you're like me, your entire routine was crumpled up, tossed to the curb, then flattened by an 18-wheeler big rig truck, and then washed into the sewers with the rats and poop. And hopefully as it washes by, it can, you know, get close to the Ninja Turtle secret hideout den. That would be a positive for this scenario. And there's no doubt about it. If you know me, you know I thrive off routine. So having to find a new quarantined routine during this pandemic has been an uphill grind each and every day. And I've learned a lot about myself during the process of having to respond and adapt and evolve when adversity continues to catch me and my family off guard with this uppercut to the chin or a swift kick to the gut. And there are a few key things during this quarantined routine that stand out. And I think it's important for me to share them today because I know you can relate to them. And I know you're going to want to hear this for your own creative pursuits. So today, I'm giving you 3 crucial lessons for your creative business during and post-quarantine. And I'll be honest, I wrote down like 10 different headlines and I'm settling for this one. So I want you to know that there's some benefit, there's some value in here for you. This was specifically written for you from my experiences. So before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Retro Supply. They're the leading provider of Illustrator, Photoshop, Procreate, and Affinity Design resources to make your work stand out in a fraction of the time. Take advantage of 20% off with my never-expiring promo code, Scotty20, that's Scotty with the Y20, through the special link in my show notes or even my Instagram bio. Thank you, Retro Supply. And if you want, you can read this in a blog format on your Nook or your Kindle or your phone, whatever, by visiting perspective-collective.com/171. If you found value in this episode, do me a favor and spread the good word by sharing a screenshot or a video of you listening or working to this in the background. Make sure to tag me on Instagram so we can connect and I can reshare that love back. As always, keep an open mind and act on anything that inspires you today. Let's go. All right, I hope you're ready and comfortable and settled in and ready to be a sponge. So lesson number one that I learned was that you got to stop comparing your output to others. I preach this from this podcast pedestal often about how we can't get caught in the web of comparison trap. Well, I gotta admit, I've gotten hella tangled up in this web lately. From March, most of April, the beginning of May, and I see so many peers of mine talking about how they have all this extra time in their schedules and their creative output is just absolutely bananas. And I can't help but be jelly and feel like I'm not doing enough. But then again, I have to remind myself of the unique situation that I'm in. And that situation is, one, I'm new to this full-time grind and still trying to find my business groove. Number two, my almost 9-month pregnant wife is working from home too now, and she needs an extra hand as often as she can get. You know, she's kind of big right now and is about to burst. And as this come out, baby is due May 27th. So we'll see what happens with this episode. I'm recording this in advance. I don't know when my kid's going to be due, so it could be born already, which you'll know about if you follow me on social. But number three reason why, you know, I have to remind myself I'm in this unique situation is that I have a busy-ass toddler at home right now, and I have to play the big role in providing daddy daycare. Again, big old pregnant wife. You know, she needs a helping hand and she needs a break. I have so many freaking ideas of fun content and drawings I want to create, like a part two of why you should post turds or just silly little drawings, but I literally do not have the bandwidth right now. And a fun fact is I'm almost back to my old side hustling hours. You know, so thankfully that was something I gained a lot of discipline in, that I know how to make my schedule work for me and take advantage of it. But, you know, I'm back to having to get up earlier now to grind before my son gets up. And now my main focus time block to grind and get my, also fit in my workout, which working out at home just sucks. It's not for me. But in order to get all of this in, I have to do this between my son's nap, you know, and this usually lasts from like 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. if we're lucky. So instead of 6 to 8 hours of focus time to grind and execute in a day, I'm lucky to maybe get 3 to 4. Unless my wife helps me out and, you know, tags in for me and takes one for the team so I can catch up on work one day. So during that limited amount of time, I have to focus on the big picture tasks, not the fun ones always, the big picture ones. And I'm talking about the tasks that grow, scale, or move the business forward. The tasks that generate new streams of revenue to cover expenses, as well as my wife's 12-week maternity leave, because she doesn't get any, even though she works a government job for the city, which is insane. But also, these big picture tasks are things that provide absurd amounts of value to my students, community, and listeners like you. I want to make sure I'm serving you versus putting a fun little drawing ahead of it all. It just doesn't make sense. Not to mention, I want to make sure that I'm all in as much as I can to be a family man. I can't forget that. But if you're like me and you're feeling like you're not doing enough compared to others during this time, you're probably going to need to hear what I'm about to say. Give yourself permission to embrace that you're doing the best you can with what time and resource you have. What everyone else is doing is out of your control. And instead of me typically saying the old cliche thing that I used to, this is a marathon, not a sprint, run your own race. Today, I'm just going to start saying, you're not Joey Chestnut in a food eating competition. You're living out an endless buffet with no timer on the clock. All right. So more on that in lesson two. Are you ready? Okay. Lesson two is all about pace yourself, but have a plan for when the dust settles. And as I watch my son grow, one thing I notice that he gets from me is his lack of patience. And when my little pizza roll, when this little turd nugget just wants something, he wants it now. And he's about to have a level 10 meltdown if he doesn't get his way. And I'm assuming this is normal for a toddler, right? If not, teach me what I'm doing wrong. Okay, tell me. Throw me a lifeline here, please. For me, though, I teach from experience to play the slow and steady grind, that long-term game. But even I get anxious about pacing myself. And while I've gotten really good at delaying gratification, I'm still a pretty impatient person with high expectations, and I demand a lot from myself, and admittedly, I demand a lot from others around me. I have high expectations for everyone, you know, who plays a role in my life. So during this pandemic, it's especially true. But unfortunately, I can't match the output I used to be able to do when I had that full to 6 hours a day working for myself, like at the beginning of this year when I just started doing my thing full time. And yes, it's hella frustrating at times, especially when I'm tangled in the web of comparison trap and seeing what everybody else is doing. You know, it's defeating. Sometimes I just got to get off of social media and get away from everything. However, I do know that the future success of my creative business doesn't depend on the output that I kick out during this shitstorm of a pandemic. No, I'm not Joey Chestnut, and I'm not trying to eat 732 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm Scotty Russell, sitting at an endless pizza buffet with super stretchy sweatpants and nowhere I have to be anytime soon, okay? It's not a race, it's a marathon kind of thing. And the work is always going to be there tomorrow. And the current daily mindset is always going to be the same. do one thing a day that moves the needle forward in my business. Or maybe for you, it's one thing a day that moves the needle forward in your side hustle, all right? Whatever your end goal is, this applies to all of it. So regardless if you have 15 minutes or 6 hours to work in a day, take care of the one thing you can do that inches you closer to the prize. Knocking out one important thing a day for weeks, months, and years will 100%, I promise you this, lead to some insane growth and incredible breakthroughs. Trust me, this shit works. Consistency over time, that's what it's about. So while I'm forced to pace myself during these times, you better believe it that I'm about to have a plan when the dust settles. Hopefully this summer, you know, hopefully this summer life can somewhat go back to normal and maybe I can get back to the gym. But if you're in a similar situation like me and you're strapped for time, consider mapping out this approach too. This is what I do. And this is what I work with my students. So number one, understand where you're at right now. Where are you? Especially during this pandemic, like where are you at with your creative business, your side hustle, or your hobby that you're trying to take to the next level? Where are you? Number two, know where you want to be in the short term, whether that's 3 to 6 months from now, by the end of 2020, or exactly a year from now where you're at. Okay, number three, have an idea of where you want to be in the long term. And this, I'm thinking like 3 to 5 years down the road, if not longer. Number four, have a plan of what you need to do each day to move forward and why. And number five, have a plan of massive action for when the dust settles. And that's what I've really, really, really been trying to focus on right now too during this pandemic. Like what are the things that are going to move my business forward? So instead of me taking a lot of time to just draw fun things, I completely switched my email service provider over to ConvertKit versus MailChimp. I needed more power. I needed more options. I needed a lot more things that I was trying to have to do in MailChimp and use it as a Band-Aid. So, you know, I've been teaching myself this because this is more important for my business than drawing a pretty picture that's polished and posted on Instagram. So, you know, that's just a little bit of the things that I'm doing. So when the dust settles, boom, it's all systems go. I'm ready to hit that summer, start promoting the next coaching program or whatever new product or service that I can provide you value with and do it in an easier way. So that's my long-term play. So at the same time, while you're pacing and you're planning, make sure you keep lesson number three in mind. And lesson number three is accepting that it's okay to rest so you can fight another day. I live for the grind. I'm deeply in love with what I do. So giving myself permission to rest here and there has always been one of my biggest weaknesses. Like it's a huge struggle for me. And during this pandemic, it's become even more difficult for a few reasons. First is that my time to grind is already so limited. I already told you that. You know, I get maybe 3 to 4 hours if I'm lucky. So knowing that my time is already limited, how the hell am I not cheating on my potential and my business if I start to pump the brakes and take a break? Break and brakes. Ah, that's nice. I like that. That wasn't intentional, but I like it. The second one is my back is against the wall every day since I don't have a steady day job income coming in. You know, that's the scary part of doing your thankful time. People glorify, you know, doing your thankful time as your dream job. But at the same time, like I don't have a for sure source of income coming in each month that I can rely on. So how can I rest if I don't know the next source of income that'll provide for my family? And the last one is I've invested a large chunk of money to work 6 months with my creative business coach, Mai DeLeon. Shout out to Mai. I love her. She's changed my business. She's become a great friend of mine. But being that I'm in this program right now, am I not flushing money down the shitter each time I take a day off? You know what I mean? So I often give into these forces and these influences that dominate my headspace each day. And for me, I realize this is a huge weakness of mine. And it's all about making small, minor improvements, you know, within this area of struggle. So I'm getting better at not only listening to my body, but more importantly, listening to my wife, as both often try to tell me that I'm worn out and overwhelmed. Like I can feel it more in my body, but you know, I'm more inclined to listen to my wife when she can see it in my face and my body as well. And during quarantine, I'm proud to say that I've given myself permission twice now to take a full day off from no work and just completely hang with the family and veg out and just consume Netflix. You know, I watched the shit out of Ozark. You know, I re-binged it all over again, and that was great. But at the same time, you know, you do you. If you need to go play some Animal Crossing or something like that, I'm thinking about my student Benny there, you can go do that too. And I will even say, I took a nap once during this time, which I never let myself do. I'd never take naps. another thing that I've been working on is the podcast can just be a huge grind on me. So I have to reevaluate a few things. And I'm back. You know, I slipped up for a little bit, just endless grind, going into conference season. And I jumped off of this, but I'm back now, taking every seventh week off to bake in some kind of light at the end of the tunnel so I can give myself a break. And while it does feel like I'm letting people down, or I'm letting down my goal of becoming a top 10 arts design podcast by the end of 2020, you know, that's going to be hard to achieve if I take weeks off. I know personally how invaluable it is for my sanity and my mental health. So again, every seventh week, if a podcast episode doesn't show up in your podcast player, that is why. Another one, this is a tough one. Drawing guest episode artwork. That's way fun for me, is just like putting my own spin and drawing my guests and going into this portrait passion project, you know, to really up my game in drawing portraits. It's fun, but it takes up so much energy and time during this season that could be spent on the bigger picture tasks that move my business forward. Like drawing this guest episode artwork, it's not producing a lot of results at all. No client projects. If I stuck with it over time, they would come. Horrible engagement on Instagram, letting me know that people don't like it. Even though I like it, I would still do it. But all of this just lets me know it's probably best to step away from it again until I'm able to find my new groove with a second kiddo in the picture. Just makes sense to push it to the side for a little bit, which I feel bad for future guests because I did it for other guests, but I mean, it is what it is. This is my life. And the last one is that I have to continue to find areas I can optimize, delegate, or eliminate to streamline the process to get more off my plate with the podcast. And the goal for me one day is to reach a point where the tables have turned, where I can rest more, far more than I'm working. All right, so I can rest more and work less is what I should have said. So my question to you is, where do you put your focus? To summarize this all, it all boils down, what I guess I'm trying to relay here and communicate is, focus on the things that are most important to you that are all within your control. That pretty much summarizes it. And this is true whether you're in the middle of a pandemic or not. Just remember that your situation, your creative path is so unique. It's unique to you. And you're here to blaze your own path. And I hope me just sharing my experiences and what I'm going through, or what I'm challenging and battling and persevering and gritting through right now during this pandemic, you know, I hope this sheds some light on you're not alone. If things are hard right now and you're comparing yourself to other people, you're not alone. I'm dealing with it too. But at the same time, like, trust the process. Stick with the plan that you give yourself. First off, have a plan. You shouldn't be guessing here. And then have something worth working toward each day. And I think that's the most important one right there, is you got to have something that gives you purpose, that allows you to feel like you're making an impact, or that just gives you some joy and fulfillment in your day. And that's what I want to help people accomplish with this. So let's stick together on this. We will get through this. PC family, I hope you found value in this one today. Damn, I've missed doing some solo episodes. I miss it. I don't realize how much I miss it until I finally get one out after just like a string of interviews. And I hope you dig a solo one here and there. And I'm thinking of some series that I can come back, because I always love doing a series and doing some episode artwork for those. I'm always down to do some solo episode artwork. Like, that's fun. I get a lot more control of what I really, really, really want to do in my own style. But it would mean a lot to me if you shared this one with your friends, your family, or following, if you think someone else can find value in this. And if one lesson stood out, or if you have a crucial lesson you've learned too during this COVID-19 crisis, I'd love for you to hit me up and let's just connect. Share with me what you've learned, and I would love to hear about your experiences. And if this show has helped you along your creative grind at any time, there are two ways you can support what we're building here. First off is by becoming a financial backer supporter over at patreon.com/perspectivepodcast, like my family at Iron Bean Coffee Company and Tony Minix are doing right now. So shout out to them. The second way is by subscribing or leaving a rating and review over in Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Not only does this help the show climb up the charts in the design arts category, but it also locks you in for a future listener of the week. Like this week's listener of the week, and this one comes from Honey Hive Studios from the United States. And this is actually Groovy Palettes these days, but I digress and I'll tell you why. She states, "This podcast lit a fire under my ... you know what?" And knowing that this is Amanda, I'm surprised she didn't say yes. But this is what she said. "I don't recall how I found Scotty's Instagram that led me to finding his stellar podcast. It may have been a hashtag search for pizza, but I'm so grateful I did. His down-to-earth, straightforward approach makes me feel like you're part of an intellectual and entertaining conversation with your creative friends. I've learned so much valuable knowledge from my creative pursuits. Thank you, Scotty. In the last few months, my motivation, ambition, and creativity have been on fire more than ever. I highly recommend this podcast to any other creative, whether a designer, muralist, or even a musician. Check out my Instagram to see what this podcast has inspired me to do. And her updated Instagram is Groovy Palettes. This is Amanda Murphy from the Side Hustlers Coaching Program. Amanda is a rock star acrylic painter, and she's going to be a force to reckon with, not only in the painting world, but murals and lettering to come. So I highly recommend checking her out. So thank you, Amanda, for that heartfelt message. I appreciate you, and I love you. And as I sign off, I got to give a huge shout out to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, executive assistant, Paige Garland, video specialist, Colton Bacher, social media coordinator, Hannah Schick, and big shout out to Nick Jenkins of Bluka for all the dope theme music you hear on this show. And as you finish off your week strong, I want to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting the work, and keep creating. You got this.